Hey!
Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, folks? Here we go. It's the Trainwreck Radio Show on the Blog Talk Radio Network, Facebook Live right now. We got a good audience going tonight. I see we got a decent amount of people. 80 people tuning in right now on the Facebook Live. That's good stuff. Let's keep it going. Let's build that up. Share, share, and share alike. So I did a little decorating. See what I got here? Because I got to be patriotic. And, of course, I'm wearing my Patriots United shirt. My biker hat with American flag. Folks, show your patriotism. Oops, sorry about that. Show your patriotism. But we got a great show for you tonight. We got the author of Atlas Shouts. We have gas attacks. We have Supreme Court judges being confirmed. So much stuff going on in the news. So we'll be back right after this. Check it out.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio. 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives. Big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
Dave Bray USA, right now on Facebook at DAVEBRAY USA. I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. Very straightforward, good people. Deep down inside, they are very human, just like you and I. They don't choose the laws they uphold. They have to uphold the ones that are put in place by representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. So here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down to representatives for passing these BS laws and fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics. And that's what I think the song says more over than anything else.
All units, stand by for a special announcement. Our emergency traffic only.
11:45. Prince William calling, 11:45. This is the final call for 11:45. Officer Ashley Gwinden, end of watch, February 27, 2016. May you rest in peace.
This message is brought to you by TheAmericanBrand.org. We are a 501c4 nonprofit founded by veterans for all Americans to strengthen the roots of American working class by telling the stories of America through citizen storytellers. In partnership with Patriot Nation Radio, we are donating $50 to the nonprofit Devil Dog USA with each purchase of a $250 lifetime membership to TheAmericanBrand.org. Devil Dog USA is dedicated to helping homeless veterans find housing and opportunity. Sign up today at TheAmericanBrand.org. That's TheAmericanBrand.org for a lifetime membership and use the sales code Devil Dog USA at checkout. Again, that's one word, Devil Dog USA. Help us give honor to those who have served.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio. 347-637-3942.
Oh, yeah, folks, here we go. Thank you again for tuning in. And that was just some messages there. We like to play at the top of the hour before the show kicks off to advertise a little bit for those folks who support Patriot Nation Radio. I also would like to thank Pastor Sylvester Bland and the United Saints of America for what they're doing. They're out there every day doing their shows Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. UnitedStatesOfAmerica.us. Don't forget them. And, of course, Dave Bray USA, LibertyRush.com, and all the rest. And without further ado, I want to get this show cracking because there's a lot to talk about today. And so much stuff going on in the news and all that type of stuff. And also, I would like to help my featured guest tonight, Mr. John Lofgren, promote his book a little bit more. Welcome to the show, John. What's happening?
Oh, another beautiful Monday night here in Orlando. Beautiful weather.
Yes, indeed. I heard you sent me a little message. You had a little bit of an audition today. How'd that go?
Oh, it went pretty good, I think. We'll see. You know, you never know while you're there, but yeah, it went good. Warren Stevens and I, he's my sax player. We auditioned at Disney today, so that was good.
Cool. Well, good luck on that, scoring that gig. That's a good one. There's a lot of exposure happening there, you know?
Yeah, I'd be really fortunate to get that one. That's the best of the best, so.
And, folks, our featured guest tonight is an author and a debater. He likes to debate the liberals pretty good. He's had hundreds and hundreds of debates with liberals. And he even debates conservative people, too. And if you're ever going to get in a match with John, make sure you have your facts ready. Right, John?
Thank you so much. Yeah, I try to just keep it political. And you know what? I have a lot of good accountability friends on my wall that, you know, I make mistakes, too. As if you read my wall, you know, I missed one about a week ago, and my good friend Travis Link caught it. So, but anyway, yeah, it's all about just getting down to the evidence, and let's make decisions based on the facts and the truth, not on somebody's beliefs or opinion or feelings.
Amen. Opinions are pretty good. Everybody's got one, you know,
mm-hmm.
on whatever the topic may be. So how's the book doing so far? Tell folks a little bit about Atlas Shouts. And if they want to pick up a copy, where they can get one, so they drink some coffee.
So Atlas Shouts is a humble man's investigation into what was going on into our economic policies of the United States. So you know, I began investigating because I have some of my own investments. I began investigating the economy and the policies about early 2000s, and by the time 2012 rolled around, I was pretty concerned about the duplicity and the doublespeak and the people who were leading us not doing what they were chartered to do, especially in the Fed. So kind of summarize that all together. I would call it a story much like the famous chemical plant. What was their name? The gal that investigated the chemical plant pollution out in California, Erin Brockovich. And Erin
Brockovich.
You know, she kind of found chemical pollution in her town, and when she exposed it, you know, she wasn't very popular, and the people making money off of it weren't very happy. And, you know, I kind of found the same thing about the money system. It's polluted right now, and the people who are running it aren't very happy about the information coming out. So it's a very troubling economic situation we're in right now.
It certainly is. And now that they showed in the first, I don't know, 2 months of the Trump administration that he was starting to trim the fat, and then we dropped 59 missiles in Syria at a cost of like $900 billion dollars a missile. So all the money that he saved is in the tank, you know?
Well, I mean, I'm actually watching his the debt to the penny page for the Treasury. And Trump is doing something kind of remarkable on spending that right now. We've had three straight months with surpluses, and I never saw that with Obama. I don't know why he's doing it or how he's doing it, but he's actually cutting spending some. We'll see what goes on in the future, but it's kind of an interesting trend that I haven't seen at the beginning of other presidencies in the past.
Right. Good news.
And you know, just to be really frank with you about this, in my book, I prove the math that the way the GDP equation works is if you cut the deficit spending, it cuts the GDP 1-to-1, pretty much. So, you know, I can expect that with Trump cutting spending, as healthy as that policy, we as conservatives would all say that's a healthy thing to do, it's going to drop the GDP and it's going to be reflected in what the numbers will say are poor economic numbers, but they're really not. They're healthy policy.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, so in the guise of spending money and cutting spending, I talked briefly about how these missiles, they cost an arm and a leg, and we have a surplus. That's great. They say when Bill Clinton left office, we had a surplus. Was that a bullcrap surplus? Was that padded? How did they come out with a surplus for one of the first times in my life? as they left office.
That was all fake. And about a little over a year before Clinton left office, they started borrowing money from Social Security to they call it an intra-government transfer. And you can find it right on the Treasury's page. It's not really hidden anything. It's just a little bookkeeping shell game. And there's a guy named Steiner. If you look up Steiner Clinton surplus on your web browser, you'll see that Steiner has a very nice analysis. And what he shows is they just took the money over and hid it for a while, and they borrowed basically $128 billion from Social Security. And both parties signed up for it, Republicans, Democrats, Clinton, everybody signed up for this, to borrow this money. And there's a video of the South Carolina Blue Dog Democrat senator on the Senate floor. Hollings is, I think, his name, Fritz Hollings. He's gone now, but Fritz Hollings is still on a video on the C-SPAN channel, saying, you know, shaking his finger at the whole crowd, saying, "We did not balance this budget. We borrowed $128 billion from Social Security." You know, this is, you know, he's basically calling it an outrage. He doesn't use that word, but he's basically saying this is a shell game, and I'm going to stand here on the Senate floor and tell everybody. So that's how bad it was. It was a complete fake.
And that's what I figured. Plus all the other scandals that were coming out of that administration, because everybody I talked to, and I go, he was impeached because he lied, and I'm like, well, that had something to do with it. I think that was more the straw that broke the camel's back, and Whitewater was really the issue with the impeachment that most folks seem to forget. So, folks, if you did forget, just Google the Whitewater scandal or the Whitewater case or Bill Clinton and Whitewater, and you'll get all the information you need and the truth about what really was shaken. And it had really nothing to do with Monica Lewinsky, except the fact that he did lie under oath. I did not have relations with that woman. She had them with me, but he wasn't having any.
It's a little deeper than that too, because I used to work in the defense industry, Mark, and I had to sign all kinds of papers when I signed for a security clearance. You know, you got to ask if you were having any affairs going on or anything going on illicitly, you know, drug dealing or anything like that. You have to answer questions about this, because the classic way you turn an insider into a spy is you find out something illegal they're doing and then you expose it. They like to make the Clinton thing out like it was no big deal that this thing was going on. But, you know, if a bad people got a hold of that information and it wouldn't have gone public, you know, he perhaps could have been coerced about this. You know what I'm saying? That's a classic spy novel technique, is you find some dirt on the person that's inside the organization you want to spy on, and you go, hey, if you don't help us spy, we're gonna tell your wife you're having an affair, or we're gonna expose you're a child molester or something, like Dennis Hastert. So, you know, this is pretty that was serious business, and the press hid that angle pretty good, and the liberal press hid it. But that was really a real security issue. It was not just a sex issue or a lie. This is something that I had to answer as a Defense Department employee.
Right. And it was very interesting. Another thing that I get when people tell me about, I ask folks, in your time, who is the best president that you can remember? Whoa, Bill Clinton. Like, really?
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
They don't remember.
They all balanced the budget. And then you tell them about the facts, and they're you can even tell Democrats about this, and you go, wait a minute, your president, I just told you, your president ripped off your flagship program, Social Security, created by FDR, you know, the hallowed program for retirement. And your president ripped it off for $128 billion, and you're not even interested in talking about it? This is where alarm bells started going off in my head in debating with liberals over the years. If they just ignore all the evidence that their people are doing bad stuff, they just ignore it. And they know it's true.
Yeah. And they ignore everything, it seems. You know, the only thing I think they couldn't ignore, but I think they would have a defense for it, is if, say, Hillary slaughtered an infant on the steps of the White House. And there would be a reason. They would defend it. They would come out
and
defend
her. That's right.
They would defend
Obama. Obama could ride down the street with Muslim bank robbers and rob five banks, and they would have made excuses why you really didn't have any proof that he did it. You know, you'd have pictures of him hanging on the armored car, are running out of the bank with a gun, and they would just say, oh, that's all fabricated. They completely deny, and they actually know what to deny ahead of time, so they know where the pertinent facts are. What they don't deny, Mark, is they don't deny the evidence that works in their favor. They pick some tiny, insignificant proof that, you know, welfare works or Obama didn't lie or something, you know, some tiny little insignificant thing that's a poor support. They trump up as that is the most compelling argument. So they do. They play these games of what's important and what's not.
I agree. And it seems to me nowadays, and I've been, this is probably the third show in a row that I'm going to make this statement, but liberalism seems to be a mental disorder. I'm really starting to believe that it is. They can't truly believe everything they're hearing, can they? Do they really believe that, you know, Fast and Furious was justified and that Hillary and Barack did nothing wrong in the Benghazi scandal, that it was a video? I mean, they still believe it. They still say it was a video. The quote-unquote guy who supposedly made the videos, far as I know, is still sitting in jail and did nothing.
I'll tell you right now, Mark.
They let him out?
Mark, I started asking liberals questions about these things, and they actually don't believe those stories. They know those stories are false because they exhibit patterns of evasion when you ask them questions about the evidence they use. Columbo, remember the TV detective Columbo? I write about this in my book. My chapter 5 is the Columbo deduction, where I realized that, hey, the way to find out if somebody's being truthful in a debate is you got to craft some careful questions that evoke whether they know the evidence against their case or not. And what liberals commit to when they get in social media or anywhere else is they commit to, as I said a moment ago, pushing up all the weak evidence that's on their side and playing down all the strong evidence that's against their case. And by observing the evidence they avoid, you can tell what they know. So first of all, I found out after – I basically had 5,000 debates over 10 years that I began taking detailed notes on as I debated. And I even went a period of a couple years where I tried to host every liberal possible to debate as long as possible on my Facebook wall to keep them engaged. You know, I come out of a high-powered sales group, and I learned how to sell million-dollar software tools when I was in my career. So I used all these great – my best selling techniques that I learned as a professional software salesperson. And what I found is the liberals didn't care about how good or how nicely you tried to sell to them. They were laser focused on this pattern of pumping up all their weak evidence and ignoring all your powerful evidence against them. And they know the ones to do. So what happens is on that Fast and Furious, what they do is they just simply know what all the evidence is that proves it. And they just set about in any debate to make sure that never gets on the table. So they know it's powerful evidence. That's why they don't want to talk about it.
Right on.
Does that make sense? I studied interrogation techniques and interrogation tactics and psychology articles on dishonesty, and I found this amazing correlation between how they argued and what psychologists call, you know, sociopathic lying. It's where the person really believes it's okay if they don't tell the truth. And that's what liberals do when they get on social media and in public. If you debate them now, is they may be honest in every other part of their life, but when they talk politics, all bets are off. They don't have any scruples about what they'll say and they won't say to make sure the argument doesn't go against them. They're that committed.
Man, it's pretty crazy to think that they just will carry the lies. They know their lies and they just go with it. You know.
That's right. Yep.
And they join groups like they know it's bad, but Black Lives Matter. But they're furthering their agenda and their political beliefs, and they just keep pushing. And the lie spreads. I guess like the old saying goes, the more you tell a lie, you keep telling it over and over again, people start to believe it's the truth. You know, and I think that maybe that's what's happening. I don't know.
A lie travels around the world before the truth can put its shoes on, you know.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Old Mark,
and like our
Mark
good
Twain
friend,
quotes.
And like our good friend and political prisoner, Ammon Bundy, always liked to say, the truth, you will always be able to tell the truth because the truth is truth. If you lie, You have to remember the lie. But if you tell the truth, you don't have to remember because it's the truth. Plain and simple. Folks don't like the truth anymore, it seems.
Yeah, they want the truth that they get rewarded to tell, right? So by having this pattern of arguing that I told you about, where they can pump up their truths, well, that allows them to really engage in a debate without really lying. Think about it; they're not really lying there. They're just saying certain things that are true are far more weighty than reality has. Like, right? I mean, like, well, you can't really. Like when Obama would lie, they'd say, well, you can't really prove that. Well, no, that's a true statement. You can't really prove it. But the point is, in many cases, we could, and then they still didn't want to listen to that evidence. So they have this pattern of thinking in their mind, of rationalizing that they're not really lying. So they go on and just do it. And worst part is conservatives allow it to happen on Facebook. And I'm little by little trying to change that. These are what we called trolls 20 years ago in the 90s when chat rooms started. These are just trolls. They just come on there. They're only to create rancor and make us imagine there's something intellectual or important about them. And they're not. They're just liars. They're just there to create rancor.
Yeah. And you know, the more you tell a lie, the stickier the web becomes. And the stickier the web becomes, the harder it is to get out of the lie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the way I look at it is, you know, I visualize it as a lie. It's just like once it comes out, it just circles around behind you, and one day or another it comes back behind you, right? The big lies take a long time to come back, but they always do. And then some little lies you tell, you know, you stay out of the bar one night too late, and your wife asks you, you know, what were you doing? You know, well, it was just it took me longer to get home than normal or something, you know, or you're out with your buddies too late or something. You know, you do something and you tell the little white lie, you know, we do sometimes, and it always comes back to haunt you. So the best thing to do is just tell the truth the first time.
You start talking with a friend and you told that lie 10 years ago. Hey, that's not what you said 10 years ago. Hamana, 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 hamana.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know?
No, yeah, I know. I've been caught. I mean, I've learned it the hard way. I think that's one of people, you know, men, I'll call it man just to speak in general, man, but it's one of man's greatest weakness is we're so prone to want to just, I could just tell this little leave out this little fact or leave this thing out and I won't get caught. Nobody will notice. And it's, you know, people do notice. You got to tell the truth all the time. That's just the best policy.
Well, you know, it's one of the 10 commandments.
It is.
You know, if you just tell the truth.
It's probably one of the hardest ones to do.
Yeah, you know, don't lie. And the littlest thing, we had a sermon recently and we had a guest pastor and he was calling people cardboard Christians. You know, the ones that are one-dimensional. Right. They come to church, they pray, they go home, they sin all week long. And one of the ones was, that don't tell a lie or do you steal? And you'd be amazed, but I'd probably have to say each and every one of us steals something, whether it's a quote. Even if you steal a quote from somebody and you don't acknowledge that the quote is from that said person, you're stealing the littlest thing.
Mm-hmm.
Stealing is really easy. Hey, man, can I borrow that disk you got, the Norton antivirus, to put it on my computer? That guy paid $29.95 for it and gave it to you for nothing. You just stole it. It says one time use only, you know? Only use one.
From the creator,
You know? And everybody gets that Norton, they stick it in the computer from their friend. Bing! Thief! You know, so you, not only do we tell little white lies, but the littlest things get us for don't steal, and we're all stealing something somewhere, even though we don't mean it.
You can get away, if humans think they can get away with it, they'll most often try it.
Yeah, and they often forget that the Almighty's watching.
Yeah.
Making a little lie, you got a guy there with a book.
And to connect that at the global level, you know, at the national level, you know, that's really the motivation system, you know, called socialism. You know, socialism just encourages you to be dishonest all the time, because if you can tell the story, you know, a plausible story, it doesn't have to be perfect, but you can at least make up the story that your group demands a little bit more than the next group, and you can, you know, gather a group of people to do that. You know, all the reward system is there to bend and stretch the truth as much as you can to get as much a perk from the government. And it just changes the whole dynamic of how society works, especially when you put printed money behind it. And the Fed's printing money and Congress is borrowing money. And there's no credit backing. This money starts finding its way into worse and worse people's hands. And that's what we have now.
And I bet they're getting ready to raise the interest rates another 0.25%, which is good for investors, you know.
Well, it's actually critical health. I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, from my research, you know, the bottom line is if you don't let the lenders set their own interest rates, you really start distorting the whole market all the way. And in particular, you know, the one I like to point out is the insurance companies. It's when Obama combined both the creation of Obamacare and the lowering of interest rates. Well, guess what insurance companies make their money from? They make their money from the interest paid by the bond market mostly. They put all their money into low rate of return but very reliable investment instruments like bonds. And that's what they've done for years. They take your premium, they buy some very highly reliable low interest bonds, they put that money away, and then when you have to file a claim, they cash in some of those bonds and they spend them on your damage to whatever they had to pay out. And at the end of the year, they've got enough left over that they made the profit they predicted, right? So, you know, all these things went on. So when we went to zero interest rates and Obama changed Obamacare, well, all the profits for the insurance companies are now coming from the government instead of their investments. So now the government is dominating the insurance markets. The insurance companies are vassals of the what I call a fascist state right now, because anytime the government dominates industry, that's fascism. It's not all about Hitler or any of that crap or, you know, a Nazi signal or anything. Fascism is a defined form of government. It's where government dominates industry. And that's what Obama put government in a power position of both the medical system and the funding source, which is the insurance companies to a large degree. And he's got them all under the regulatory thumb of the government now. And you know, that's why the costs are going up and the quality is going down.
Yes, indeed. I got in the chat on the live feed, I have folks, they chiming in. And a gentleman is talking about the birth certificate and exposing the birth certificate fraud. Because I think we're going to be having a couple of shows on that. But where do you stand on that with the birth certificate? Just give me 1 second here and do something.
Oh, I can talk hour away. I've got a lot of information.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Yes, indeed, folks. It's almost the top of the hour, 7 o'clock. We're talking with author and patriot, John Lofgren. He is the author of Atlas Shouts. John, where can folks pick up your book real fast if they want to get a copy of your awesome book?
Amazon's the best case. Just go to Amazon and type in Atlas Shouts, and you'll go right to the page, and you can buy them new or used. And I would love for you to read them and interact with me on Facebook. I've got an Atlas Shouts Facebook page. I've got an AtlasShouts.com page that's less maintained, but it has some interesting stuff on there. But start with Amazon. That's a good way to get the book.
There you go, folks. Amazon.com. Search out Atlas Shouts by John Lofgren. Good stuff. Now, right before I did that little break, I snuck that one in. I like to do that at the top of the hour. We touched base a little bit on the birth certificate. Some folks believe that the birth certificate is a complete fraud, and it makes you gives you a straw man account that they trade and make money off of. And some folks don't believe that at all. Where do you stand on that issue?
So first of all, I'll let you know that I have 5 patents as an engineer. I was a design engineer, and I worked in image processing most of my career, designing image processing stuff. So. What I can tell you is I started looking at the birth certificate. You could download it from the whitehouse.gov, site. And whitehouse.gov, so I've got I go there, I download the original copy, and you go in this PDF document and you start zooming in on it. And as you zoom in, you can see what are cartoon-like cut and paste artifacts. It's a cut and paste document. Surely somebody got on a computer and pasted some things on top of each other. It's obvious. So it is a material act of forgery by the president, and it should be, you know, he should do some jail time just for that alone.
I was talking in general about the birth certificate itself that everybody gets when they're born, you know, and the straw man account and the fact that they put it all in capitals and all that stuff. Because there's some funny stuff going on here with this government of ours, and who knows what they're up to. And I was just wondering where you stood. Do you believe that the birth certificate is just a little thing that you have to prove who you are, or there's some kind of account attached to it?
Oh, this is a more general birth certificate of anyone, not just Obama.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll tell you the one. I haven't looked into that a whole lot, but, you know, we have to imagine now there's a lot of big databases being kept, and when somebody's born, there's somebody, you know, capturing that information and starting a file on you. I don't know where it's being done or anything, and I haven't put a lot of time and effort into that because there's so many things that are imminent and, you know, so many swords right over our head to worry about that one's probably, you know, down on my list. But I wouldn't be surprised if that information from everyone's birth certificate isn't being shared in some malicious way.
And I think they're making money off of us hand over fist, just based on how they scammed us with the 14th Amendment of the United States Constitution back in 68 or something like that. I think it was ratified.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as far as Obama's birth certificate goes, Mike Zullo and Sheriff Joe and Mike Bolin and those guys proved without beyond a shadow of a doubt that that birth certificate he presented was a complete forgery, 100% forgery. And still,
and
not,
again,
it's
and again,
totally
the
come to my
who I would, the people who I would debate with on social media, Mark, were kind of interesting because, you know, I mentioned that I learned the tactics of deceivers use. I put a great deal of study into that. And what I did to try to expose if people were honestly saying that it was real, to try and expose to them, I offered all of them for about a couple of years, I'll pay you $200 to come and debate the top three artifacts I present to you. I'm gonna present three parts of that image to you, and I'll pay you I'll pay you $200 if you can prove any one of those three are normal artifacts from a, you know, a scanned piece of paper. And guess how many people took me up on that?
Zero.
Zero, exactly.
I don't think
person swore the birth certificate real. Not one person would stand behind their claim they knew it was real. Not one. And there were some smart people. I know a lot of engineers with patents and very smart people that just, I don't want to do it. I don't have time for it. I'm like, wait a minute. You could do this if it's so easy. You could do it in 5 minutes and earn $200. I just don't have time. Yeah. It's just not important to me.
Funny how that works. Folks, if you are really interested to learn about the 14th Amendment and how it got us, just search out the Red Amendment, L.B. Bork. It's a kind of, it's a textbook, basically. We're going to get that book and go over it. One day we will. That's L.B. Bork and the Red Amendment. It tells you all about the 14th Amendment, the scam of the 14th Amendment, and how it brought about enslaving all Americans. As the 13th Amendment to the Constitution got rid of slavery for the African Americans, and then they ushered in the 14th Amendment that brought in slavery for all Americans and made us citizens of 10 square miles in D.C. If you're a citizen of the United States, you are a citizen of 10 square miles in D.C. If you're a Florida national or a New York national or a California national, like how I threw in the liberal there a little bit, if you're a national of those states residing in America as a free person, that's about what you want to be. But the 14th Amendment robbed that from all of us. So check that out, L.B. Bork and the Red Amendment, because it's real deep, man. Abraham Lincoln, you know, I mentioned this on to a friend of mine, and folks don't even really realize this, but I believe it was 1865 or so, 1866 there, where during the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln declared martial law. Well, guess what? He was assassinated before he ever undeclared martial law. So basically, we've been living under martial law since the Civil War, if you think about it.
Yeah.
I don't know if, you know, and we wonder how that these police forces can militarize themselves so much and get away with it because we're under martial law and we have no say, you know, and that's just maybe the way it could be is we're living in martial law and they, in the illusion of freedom.
Yeah, there's been so many things have been taken away a little at a time that we forget how compromised we are. There's a page I like to read, Zero Hedge, and he had a big article about just all the little freedoms we're compromised on, you know, just from getting money out of the bank to putting money into the bank to you know, just every little part has some kind of regulation. You know, you got your medical spending account. Now you have to put your money aside, and then you have to send paperwork to the government to get your medical money back from these medical spending accounts. It's so bogus, and it's just a stupid pile of paper piling up somewhere, and nobody really cares what's in it. It's just one more thing for us to jump through.
Pretty crazy. Now, I don't know if you've been following along with our friend John Lamb at all, as he's been updating us from the courthouse each day. I guess this weekend he went up and he visited the P3 political prisoners in Nevada.
Okay.
But it's just been an absolute madness up there. Judge Navarro in the Nevada case is not letting folks use the Constitution, not letting the defendants build a defense, not letting them call witnesses. There's really some unbelievable stuff taking place in Judge Navarro's courtroom. And we have a friend, a mutual friend, in fact, one
yes.
that we've stood shoulder to shoulder with on an overpass not that long ago, probably 6 months ago or something. Maybe it might even be a year by now. I don't know. It's a pretty long time. I'm going to bring her in right now real fast because she's got something going on, and you might recognize the name. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Our good friend and patriot, Molly Powell, from she's a local girl here in my area. What's happening, Molly? Welcome to the show. Caught her off guard. Hold on. Surprise. I'm going to surprise her right now, Sue. PSE surprise. You're live. Ladies and gentlemen, our next guest is going to talk a little bit about a prayer thing going on tonight. Our good friend Molly. Molly, are you with us? She just saw the message I sent her, so she'll be picking up her phone in about 2 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Miss Molly Powell. So, John, I know you know Molly. We hung out together on the overpass not that long ago, I believe.
I don't think I was there for that one, but I've known Molly for probably about 3 or 4 years on Facebook. We go back a pretty long ways. I've actually never met her live, but we've shared a lot of common values and common goals, that's for sure. Great.
I thought you were there on the overpass with us when we all went to Wing House. That was a great time. We had about 75 patriots up on the bridge waving flags and holding signs and signing up for a bogus group. But we're all better now. Molly, are you with us?
I sure am. How are y'all?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Molly Powell. What's happening? Tell us a little bit about what you've been up to as far as creating these great media storms to bring awareness to people like Mr. Trump, President Trump, and Sean Hannity, and all these news agencies and other people with the media storms that you've been doing.
Well, we decided to go ahead and just hammer social media on both platforms, on Facebook and Twitter, starting in January, on behalf of all the political prisoners, which there seems to be an endless list. And so for the last 2 weeks, we've really focused on the Nevada trial with some of the things that were coming out about Judge Gloria Navarro, who was recommended for this judgeship by Harry Reid and, of course, appointed by Barack Obama. But you need to know that she had no opposition in the Senate when she was confirmed. So it's terrible. It's a lifetime appointment for her. And she has denied the constitutional rights left and right of these defendants in this first tier. So there will be two more groups behind this bunch who she will do the same thing to because she's gone unchecked. So far, we have literally contacted every single person who has any kind of influence all the way down to both the House and the Senate Judiciary Committee members. And we have not gotten one single response. The only encouragement we got was last Thursday. She did change a little bit in the courtroom and allowed some of the defense evidence to be shown And we think it was in direct response to getting hammered on social media the night before, calling her out. And, I mean, everything that we're doing is direct quotes from her, rulings from her. There's no supposition on our part. We're telling the absolute truth and trying to get people's attention that would have some power and authority to take a look at her and remove her from the bench, because she needs to go.
Absolutely. And I believe that once, because, you know, obviously every verdict in this round of trial is going to be appealed. It has to be all thrown out in appeal because of the suppression of evidence and the lack of them being allowed to build a case. John Lamb being told he can't bring a constitution in the courtroom. What's going on there? This absolutely nuts.
Well, you bring up a good point, and I have a lot of patriots who say, you know, this is going to go to appeal. But let me remind you, it's the Ninth Circus. Yes, but that court is stacked. That court of appeals is stacked. And what you just watched with Hages got overturned after Federal Judge Jones ripped the BLM to shreds in his decision because he said that they had committed crimes, they had overstepped on their property and locking their cattle out. And, of course, the appeals court immediately overturned that, and that's what's going to happen if it goes to appeals. Barack Obama did a really good job of stacking the courts, and
yep.
We don't want it to get to that point because you can't win an appeal. You just can't, not until these judges are replaced. So one of the things that I think is legitimate on our part as patriots, as constitutional Americans, is demand that these judges be investigated. When it's so glaring that they're biased and they are denying the constitutional rights of defendants in the court, when basically they're supposed to sit up there and be mediators. They're not to really be judging. They're supposed to make sure that the defendants, that their rights are not violated, and she's actually the one who's doing it. So a full investigation on Gloria Navarro needs to happen. Same thing with Judge Anna Brown in Oregon, a full investigation. Let's pull their phone records. I want to see every one of their texts, because I'll tell you what, especially in Oregon, I would say it's safe to say that there's been some collusion going on between her and the prosecutor in that case in Oregon, this last one. And I'm thinking the same thing with Navarro. Pull her phone records, all of her financials. We want to see everything. If you're going to put a judge in a seat that's deciding the fate of American citizens, I want full and complete transparency that they're not bought and paid for.
Absolutely. Hey, I just got a message, folks. This is a good one. There's a guest I'm going to try to book here in the near future. Dr. Sebastian L. Gorka sits at the right hand of President Trump. Pence on the left, Gorka on the right. We got a good lineup. I'm trying to bust out some great guests coming up here over the next few months. But Sebastian Gorka, Google him. See what he's all about. Good stuff going on here, folks. Molly, tonight you got a prayer going on at 8 o'clock. Tell folks a little bit about where they can be involved and join the prayer.
Fantastic. Okay, so what we've done is we've thrown together, because the defense has rested, Judge Navarro allowed 60 prosecution witnesses, and then 3 defense witnesses were allowed. Okay, you see the disparity there. So the defense has rested and can go no further. And so what we've decided to do is, so many people have shown up at the court today to pray outside the court, but we want to lift those prisoners, those political prisoners, up tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern time. Wherever you are, it doesn't matter. We're just asking that you pray on behalf of them. We know that we cannot see justice in front of this judge, so we're going to appeal to the higher judge, the one that she will eventually stand in front of, and she will hope that she gets the mercy and the grace that she never, ever gave in that courtroom. And so we're going to appeal to the Lord tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern time. If you're on Facebook, you can jump into our event. Just go on to my Facebook page. It's Molly, M-O-L-L-I-E, Dunn, D-U-N-N, Powell, P-O-W-E-L-L. You'll see the event there. You could lead one on your own Facebook page if you feel so led, and this has been something that's on your heart, that these men have been unjustly held without bail and definitely denied the right to a fair trial. Lead your own friends in groups. It doesn't matter how you want to do it, just as long as you do it. Let's appeal to the Lord on this, because we can't get any kind of justice out of evil people.
Amen. And they're really putting a smackdown on these guys. It's pretty unbelievable what I see happening as I follow John Lamb and his videos. Folks, if you really want to be updated every day, just search John Lamb. You won't miss him. He's got a big beard, and he's a well-spoken guy who really knows what he's talking about. Now, in Judge Navarro's court, she was talking about three rights that the defendants have. I don't have off the top of my head those three rights. Do you recall them by any chance, Molly? Three rights, folks. The Constitution doesn't count in her courtroom. They have three rights.
I the minute you asked me, they went flying out of my head, but it was absolutely appalling. It's just one of the many, many things that she has said. And she told Todd Engel that, who was, representing himself, because his attorney was so pathetic and disinterested in representing him. And so, when she was reprimanding Todd, who was doing a great job of not only defending himself, but the other defendants by doing a great job on cross-examination, that's when she chastised him and listed those three rights that he had as a defendant. Her thing is, beyond what we've seen Anna Brown do in her courtroom, Navarro is very punitive. She despises the Patriots' viewpoint. She despises the Constitution. The venom that she has spewed towards these defendants has been palpable. People have never seen anything like this. And imagine if we didn't have those Patriots that were literally coming in and out of that courtroom doing these live updates outside, like Andrea Parker, John Lamb, Andrea's husband's in there, and she wants him out, and she is devoted to getting the truth out. John Lamb has just been moved to the point that he has changed his whole life to make sure that this is covered and become the media. And so think, Navarro has never had this kind of scrutiny before. She's never had this real-time reaction of Patriots being able to scream on social media within hours of something just outrageous that she said. So this has been a gift to us to have them update us like this. And I'm so grateful they've been able to do that, because they've empowered us to speak out. And so this is the first time I've ever seen a federal judge be held accountable during court and get some feedback, and especially to use social media the way that we can, which is expose them. They need to be exposed.
Excellent. Now, we do have tonight, I'm getting a message here that we have a very large reach right now, about 21,000. So I want to let you promote one more time how they can get in touch with this media storm that you do every night. And then I'm going to give John another opportunity to plug his book, as we're right here in the last 10 minutes of the show. So I want to make sure everybody gets out all the information and promotes all their stuff so folks can join in. Folks, listen to Molly here so you can get involved in the media storm to help the P3 political prisoners. And then stay tuned as John tells you how you can get a copy of his awesome book, Atlas Shouts. Go ahead, Molly.
Okay, so you can jump on my Facebook page, which is my name. So it's Molly, M-O-L-L-I-E, my middle name, Dunn, D-U-N-N. Last name is Powell, P-O-W-E-L-L. I'll be sharing that event page from my Facebook page. It's wide open. You can share it with your friends, and hopefully you can join us at 8 o'clock. If you can't, you can definitely pray from home. But we want to join together all across the United States, all the way from Maine down here to Florida, all the way across Nevada, all the way up to Oregon, praying in unison at 8 o'clock tonight. So invite your friends. If you're a believer, lead them. There are other people that need to see you lead by example. Step up, speak out, and lead that prayer. Thanks so much for having me on.
No problem. Let's go all get together tonight, 8 o'clock, and say a prayer for the P3, political prisoners, and for a positive outcome, as I believe this case will be rested and the jury will go into deliberation maybe by the end of this week, beginning of next week, as we approach Easter. Prayer is powerful. Thanks a lot, Molly.
Thank you.
John, thanks for being patient and sticking around. Now we got a few more minutes to go here. I just wanted to bring Molly in so she could promote that. And I also want to talk about I got another friend out there, Gail, and she's got propositionusa.com. Just go check out her site and get involved. Stand outside every day, 5 o'clock, and wave your flag if you can. Somewhere, anywhere, grab a flag, get a little flag and carry it with you and wave it. Propositionusa.com. All right. Whew. That was great, man. I think we're doing good stuff with these radio shows and this alternative media. And I don't know if you heard me, but I got a message from Dr. Sebastian Gorka. We'll be trying to book that show here in the next month or so. That'll be a good one, folks. So, John, tell folks we got a really good reach out there right now on this live feed, 21,000 apparently, which is really awesome. So tell folks one more time how they can get your book. Maybe we can sell you a couple copies and help spread the message, you know, because this message is real deep. It's not just in the courts. It's in the banks. It's in the executive office. It's in Congress. It's in the school board. It's in the county commissioner's office. The money and the financial scam that is going on in this country is being pointed out by a lot of people. And the Patriot movement is really big, and it's gaining steam. So tell folks a little bit of how they can get your book, and we want to try and drum up some more sales for you because it's a really good book, folks. You need to read it. Go ahead, John.
So first I want to tell you it's an honor to be on the same stage with Molly. She's quite a patriot. So Atlas Shouts, if you want to get a copy, go to Amazon. I urge you all to at least read the reviews. It's a 5-star book. It's only got one bad review, and you can tell what political affiliation it's from by how dishonest the review is written. it's a 5-star book. It tells you about what's going on with the Fed. There's no conspiracy theories in there. There's no guesswork. There's no I feel, my opinion is, or I think. This is just the hardcore narrative like you might see on 60 Minutes about what's going on with the Fed's, you know, charter, what they were supposed to do, and then what they're actually doing now, and a lot of other interesting perspectives on free markets and socialism, ruining the free markets, and also sociology. What's happened to our social decorum in this country, how it's decayed, and the liberal debate tactics have just become so dishonest, it's become impossible to discuss with them now. So stick to the truth, stick to your guns here, and read Atlas Shouts. You'll be really well informed about how to defend your conservative ideology.
Awesome. I want to thank you so much, John, for coming on tonight and spending some time with us. It's always a pleasure. It was also a pleasure to meet you a few weeks ago. And ladies and gentlemen, make sure you head on over to Amazon.com and get a copy of Atlas Shouts today. You will not be disappointed. The man did a lot of research, and this book is factual. It's not a book of malarkey. It is real facts all the way. And I want to shout out real fast to my friend down in Texas, Rusty. We're going to have Rusty come on the show here soon, give us a little update. He lives right down there on the border, Texas and Mexico. And I'm going to bring on another friend of mine. He's got an awesome radio show. He has put me in contact with another great guest I'm going to be bringing on here soon, Rudy Dent, former New York City Fire Department man who's blowing the whistle saying 9/11 was an inside job. I'll have him on. You won't believe his story. I'll be posting videos. Right now, I'm going to bring Gillis in real fast, let him promote his show. Ladies and gentlemen, from Spread the Word and the amazing crew, Mr. Gillis. What's happening, sir? Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, my brother? How you doing?
Pretty good. I got about, I don't know, 2.5-3 minutes to go. So promote your show real fast and tell folks how they can connect with another awesome show.
Spread the Word, Blog Talk Radio is on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. We will have Rudy Dent back on Sunday night. Mark, I'll get you that information. We do the Patriot Report on Fridays. Molly does Fridays with us, along with Deborah Cochran. And then we, on Sunday nights, we pretty much expose like the bankers, the Illuminati. We talk about all the different operations like Paperclip, Monarch, and so on. So we're pretty deep into the exposure of everything. We've got an amazing team. We all collaborate together. That's what it's all about because we're just a big family.
Amen. Folks, you heard it right here. If you don't like me and you don't like my show, tune in to Gillis. And we got some other shows too. Live Truth with Brian Lang. Make sure you check out his show. Search him out. LiveTruthRadio.com, I believe, is the website. And also, like I said at the beginning of the show, my good friend Pastor Sylvester Bland and the United Saints of America.us. www.theunitedsaintsofamerica.us. Good stuff happening. His show is Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. Really good stuff. And again, I want to shout out to my friend Rusty. Hi, Rusty. We'll have you on here real soon. And also, we got a bunch of people going to come up here in the near future. I've got Ken Scott's going to come on, and we're going to talk about the birth certificate. I'm getting a guy named James here. You might see if you're on the live feed. He's sent me that message. We're going to have Ken on here real soon. We're going to do a whole bunch of good stuff. We got a lot of really cool shows lined up. We got Wednesday night. Now we have Vet Talk with Sergeant Gonzalo Duran. He's a former homeless veteran, pulled himself up by the bootstraps, worked real hard. Now he's helping homeless veterans. We got, of course, A Conservative's Perspective with James Bostic, 7 p.m. Thursdays, right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. Soon, we'll have Shaw Signs back with Constitutional Truth on Fridays, 8 o'clock. And then Saturdays, Constitutional Millennial, The Next Generation with 16-year-old Patrick Miller. I want to thank Patrick so much for doing a great job here on Saturdays, 7 p.m. Be sure to hit up the page, search us out on Facebook, The Patriot Nation Radio Network and Patriot Nation Radio. Search us out, and we will have all the information there all the time for each and every one of you to hook up, link up, and join the show. If you have show ideas, I'm always open for suggestions. Please send your suggestions my way, and they will go very far, I assure you. I will try and do everything in my power to help you and your cause to advance whatever it is you need to advance, as long as it's just and the principles behind it are in line with Constitution. And with that, folks, I want to say good night. God bless America. God bless you. This is Dave Bray, live a cappella, Star Spangled Banner, DaveBrayUSA.com.
That's what I'm talking about. We're going to sing it together. Are you ready? Come on, Pittsburgh. Are you ready?
Whoa, see, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. That I